Hey, weirdo.
My hair is so greasy today.
Mine's beautiful.
As usual.
Hi, weirdo.
What's up, weirdos?
Whoa, you're loud.
Look at this chair.
This mic is weird.
What's up, weirdos? It's 6 o'clock Friday evening.
Drive time.
Time for your favorite show.
This show.
Shut Up, Weirdo.
On WFMU.
I'm Frangry.
My name is Michelle.
We're your hosts.
And that's all we have for you today.
Goodbye!
Just kidding. Good one.
I feel like I'm going to fall off of this chair, bro.
I hope so.
What?
Wait, that chair's usually here.
No, this wiggly chair?
Yeah, where's the good chair?
Is this it? Because this sucks. I want that one.
No. People were writing emails about the chairs this week.
What were they saying? That this one is awful?
That the chairs are always moved around. That might be the good chair.
That's not a good chair.
I'm going to try it.
All right. I feel much better. So, listen.
What?
I'm starting to get really excited about the marathon.
You are.
Yeah!
My knee hurts. I'm excited, too. We are figuring out our t-shirt. We are figuring out our stunts.
Have you noticed you have a lot of joint pain today?
The weather.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think so.
Are you an old lady?
No.
Into it. So we have a topic that we're not sure about, but we're going to just take a risk, you know? See what happens.
People need to take more risks in life, is what I've been told.
It's true. We had a lot of ideas that we didn't think any of them were, like, amazing.
Well.
What?
One of my ideas was amazing.
Oh, do you want to do that one?
No, because it's too gross.
Who cares?
It's gross.
Yeah, but so what? It's our
plan
show.
Plan B.
That's like plan F.
You said it was genius.
It was genius, but I feel like it would get old pretty fast. I can't see out of one eye. Did you know that about me?
Always or just today?
This thing is killing me. No, it's been like all week. I wore my glasses all week.
Maybe you have astigmatism.
I do. Does that make you not see?
No. I had a dumb friend once, and she said, I have a stigmata in my eye. And we were all like, whoa.
Crazy. Like, that's intense.
It's like, no, you don't.
Ooh, wait, maybe that's a topic.
You have astigmatism, you dumb
bitch. Wait, you just came up with a topic.
What?
Dumb things your friends have said.
What my dumb friend said?
Yeah. What? That's so good. What do you mean?
Friends are dumb.
Yeah.
Everyone's got a dumb friend.
I have one who we were talking about ESP, and I was saying I had it, and she was like, everyone has that channel. We were all like,
everyone needs one dumb friend.
Wait, maybe that should be the topic. Should we try that?
My dumb friend?
Yeah. Dumb things your friends have said. Or done? Oh, that's kind of good.
It's pretty good.
I mean, that's a no-fail topic. That's like, everyone has a story. This is how we... This is good that they're listening to how we come up with topics.
Inside the process.
Inside, yeah. Behind the scenes at Shut Up, Weirdo. Everyone has an answer to that. Although nobody's called.
Oh, because we haven't given out the phone number. Please call us, 201...
Like they don't know it?
201. You are so full of yourself sometimes. 201.
I don't appreciate that.
209. I take it back.
Thank you.
I take it back.
Thank you.
Okay, I take it back.
I heard you.
I just feel like you don't believe me. I feel bad about it, which is why I took it back 3 times.
Wow, really?
Yeah, that was like...
You never feel bad.
That was a crappy thing to say. I didn't mean it.
It's okay. I'm not really that hurt.
Sometimes when you say we're so awesome, I start to feel really weird.
Why?
I don't know.
What's wrong with us being awesome?
I don't know. I guess I just don't think we're that great sometimes.
Maybe you need some, a little self-esteem boost.
You just went like this. Like, maybe you need a boob job. 201-209-9368 is the phone number here.
We only got one like on the photo I put up.
Well, that photo...
Oh, because it doesn't have our face, people don't care?
I don't know. Can you please get off your phone?
I'm just trying to do social media for our show.
201-209-9368.
Can everyone please go like the photo I put on Instagram?
Whoa.
Watch, now they're gonna roll in.
That was power. That's sick.
Oh my god, you guys, we have our t-shirt idea ready. We have our stunts ready. We have our co-hosts lined up. We have our songs, maybe. We're very close.
We have some prizes. We're ready for that money to roll.
Oh my god, we're gonna win it. We're gonna win it so hard. Wow, I got another like.
How many do you have?
Two.
Well, let's talk about Instagram all night.
It was Greg. call us at 201-209.
I think Greg should help count the money on that first show.
Okay, he can do that. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is dumb things your friends have said or done. Is that our topic?
Is that our topic?
Sure, why not?
Let's try it.
We're off the hook.
Okay.
It's been a minute.
People love to make fun of their friends.
It's true. They're so easy to make fun of. Ready?
I want someone to call when they're with their dumb friend who did the dumb thing, and the other friend's like, what?
What? It wasn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, shut up, dude. Why are you calling a Tom about that?
Why are you going to sell me out on the radio?
What the hell, bro?
I like it. I like your man talk.
Thanks.
Hold on, I'm writing down the topic. Dumb things your friends have done.
Not looking forward to either of those stunts, I will say.
I know, but that's why they're
good
stunts.
One of them I need a ride home for.
Oh my god.
Definitely need a ride home for one of them.
I would like a ride home for both of them because we're going to be drunk. We could just call an Uber.
I'm definitely going to need a ride home for that. I don't know if I'll be able to walk.
You need to...
Setting it up.
Yeah, that was... I'm just not going to say anything. You know what? You might not be able to walk. You're right. You're right, Michelle. You might not be able to walk. I could carry you if you want.
You might have to.
I might have to. I can handle that. You're tiny. It's fine.
I'm so tiny that I might not be able to walk because I'm so small.
You're so delicate.
Yeah.
At my birthday, one of my friends said to Michelle, oh, I didn't realize you were so delicate.
She said, you're so much more delicate than you appear in pictures.
And then the next day, Michelle's like, I liked it when your friend said I was delicate. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is dumb things your friends have done or said. We will now start answering phone calls. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going, Frankie? How's it going, Michelle? How are you ladies tonight?
Fine. Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well myself. This is David from Bloomfield. I don't call in too often, but I do listen regularly.
Well, thank you for calling.
Well, so the topic we're going with, is it dumb things your friends have said or dumb things your friends have done? Or is
yes,
it both?
Both. Either.
All right, it's both. Okay, I got a good one. So I used to say a really dumb thing on purpose to my friends, and then one of my friends actually really did a dumb thing. what I used to do is that during high school, I started growing my beard. I started getting, a good amount of facial hair when I was around, 15, and some of my friends, most of them, they were... They didn't really get facial hair until they were
in their
20s.
You talk really fast. Can you just slow down a little bit?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, yeah, I'll take my time. I just figured out you don't want me drawing on for a while or anything.
You're stressing me out.
What?
All right.
What? He talks really fast.
I'm from North Jersey.
Is that how people talk there?
She's mean.
I'm not mean. I'm just asking you to slow down.
I'll slow down. Yeah, it's no problem.
Thank you.
No, I get told 3 times a day to slow down.
See? It's like a thing he has.
I like it over quickly.
All right. So, is this a better pace for radio?
Yes. Thank you very much.
No problem. I also do not enunciate very easily, so...
Please do so.
I'm doing double duty here, okay?
Thank you.
Deal with me. So, anyway... In high school, like I was saying, I got my beard around, 14, 15. A lot of my friends, they would be like, oh, yeah, I'm 17, 18. I'm kind of complaining about my facial hair. Of course, they wouldn't do this in a group of friends, but only when it's, us dudes hanging out. They'd be like, damn, man, when am I going to get my beard? I want a beard, you know? And I'd be like, I would tell this to my friend. I'd be like, well, the reason why I have such a thick beard is because, at a younger age, is because, don't tell too many people this, but this is a good secret. A lot of people don't know this, but in male semen, there's a lot of testosterone. So what you do is when you're masturbating, when you're done, you rub it all over your face, and it'll make your beard grow super quickly. And of course, that's factually not true at all. I have no idea how I came up with the idea, but I used to tell this to my friends. And everyone would say it's disgusting, like, that's ridiculous, you're lying. And one of my friends believed me. He's like, wait, really? That'll work? I'm like, dude, look, I mean, I've got a pretty decent beard for a 16-year-old. And he's like, okay. He comes back the next day, and he's like, I don't know, man. It's like, it felt kind of weird doing it. I mean, I'm not sure if I can really do it again. I'm like, no, don't worry. I mean, you don't have to tell anyone, dude. I mean, it's not like...
Ew, you are so mean.
So, anyway, and he's like, all right, man, I'll see. And I just thought, like, maybe he'd give up, because, I mean, I can imagine rubbing semen on your cheeks is probably nasty, you know?
Yeah, I would say so. Not that I know.
Anyway, so, yeah.
You have a mad beard right now?
But, yeah, the dumbest thing, though, that he did is he actually came back to me maybe, like, 2.5-3 weeks later, and he's like, so, wait, how long is it supposed to take? Because I've been doing it every day. And I just didn't have the heart anymore because I was kind of...
Please tell me that you
and
never...
And I told him, I'm like, dude, that was complete BS. And I'm sorry, dude. I was screwing with you. he just got really quiet and didn't talk to me
That's
for like the rest
so
of the day.
You're a bully.
I'm not a bully. No,
yeah,
no, no.
He's
I'm
not
just,
a bully.
I'm just more clever because I was like scrawny and I couldn't bully people, so I knew how to mentally bully them.
That's still bullying. Them.
Props to him.
Emotional bullying.
It's funny.
I'm pretty sure he got over it, like, in, like, the next few months.
He probably still does it.
You forget about all the stupid things you
do. He probably still does it.
Oh, well, actually, he died of unknown circumstances a few weeks ago.
Maybe it was
I'm thinking maybe that's what it was. It caught up to him. But,
exactly.
Yeah,
Did he really die?
No, yeah, he really died 3 weeks ago.
I'm sorry.
We had a falling out years ago, so we weren't friends or anything. But
that's horrible.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was—the accumulation of
it
all.
It was your fault,
like bloodstream.
So it was
this
your
is
fault.
Awful.
This
I'm
is
yeah,
depressing.
It's not even my fault. Might have been.
This is depressing.
It's not your fault.
Have a good one.
All right, you too, girls.
It's not your fault.
All of our callers hung up. There is not one on the board. We were off.
Call now, you'll get through. They're probably just waiting 20 minutes.
No, they're all killing themselves because of that guy's story. It was so depressing.
No, that guy's story was funny. What kind of noise was that?
I don't know. Me being mad.
I have to burp.
Go ahead. Nobody cares. Nice.
It was a little one.
Wait, Robin had a really good answer. My friend Evan once opened a sentence with, well, I'm no Edward Einstein, but... Robin, you're on the list. You guys can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist link. Or you can call us at 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is dumb things your friends have done or said. Robin's on the list with Edward Einstein. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frankie. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hey, it's Underwater Joe.
What?
Oh, no, it's not.
It's not.
No, I'm that guy that pushed the hooker in Brussels.
Oh, my God, you really sound like Underwater Joe.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm by the water. I'm not under it, though.
Oh, okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm well.
I'm
you.
That.
How are you guys?
What other conversation would someone say? No, I'm that guy who punched the hooker in Brussels. And we're like, oh, yeah.
What's up?
Hey.
What's up? What's going on?
You guys gave me a t-shirt. Yeah, I thought that I did.
Yeah, he won. He won a show.
It's awesome.
Oh, thank you. Oh, what is the subject this week? Because that guy just threw me off. I just tuned in and that was terrible.
It's dumb things your friends have done or said.
That's it?
No. What are you trying to say?
Well, I mean, like, that's very broad. I mean, my friends have said and done a lot of things.
Well, then I guess you should think of a good story and call back.
Can I call back?
Yeah,
of
call
course.
Back.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? Hi.
Is this dumb things that...
It is, and you're on the radio.
Oh, wonderful. Well, I just wanted to clear one thing up about the last guy. This isn't how North Jersey people talk. I'm not sure where he's from, North Jersey, but us North Jerseyans, especially the privileged rich kids, know how to articulate.
Oh, you're a privileged rich kid.
Must be nice being a privileged rich kid.
But not anymore, you see. I guess this falls under the category of things that should have been done but weren't done.
All right, let's hear it.
Last night, Hackensack Police Department decides to pull me over for registration. And this is sort of a warning to everyone out there. One of those little tidbits that everyone could write down. I don't know how they got me, but it's impossible because they must have scanned all the license plates on the road. Either that or they have license plate scanners.
What does this have to do with something dumb your friend did or said?
Well, the car was impounded today. I was waiting all day for a friend. I needed to borrow money. So DMV closes at 4 o'clock in Paterson, New Jersey. You guys are down in Jersey City, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I used to live down there, right by Baja.
Okay, can you get on with the story? You're a really bad storyteller. We like you, though. Go ahead.
Well, basically, my friend knew my dilemma, my roommate, and didn't say anything until about 3 o'clock, and then finally said, well, I can lend you the money for your registration renewal fees. At that time, it was about 3 o'clock, so I ran over to Paterson to find out that it was too late. God. So it's going to cost me an extra $150, and that friend should have said something earlier.
Are you kidding me?
That's your story?
Maybe you shouldn't have gotten your car impounded.
Well, you know what?
You're blaming your friend for not lending you money earlier?
What happened to being rich and privileged?
They were going
to
lend me the money, but they should have.
I can't.
Had they said it.
No. I'm sorry.
No.
What a jerk.
That other guy's story was way funnier than that.
No, well, this guy was just a privileged jerk.
Whoa.
Like, my friend didn't lend me money sooner.
Well,
how dumb
is
he?
If he was that rich, he would have had a credit card in his dad's name for emergencies.
Ooh, I have one of those. Do you? Do you use it? You dirty little dog.
I don't have my dad's credit card. I'm 38.
I have my mom's credit card. When
okay.
I go home,
I do.
I buy a plane ticket on it. I'm not paying for that.
No, I do.
Same. You pay for your home plane ticket?
No, hell no. I'd never go home if I had to pay for it myself.
I know, me too. I'm like, I'm not coming then. She knows
better. I can't afford a flight to Puerto Rico.
Me either. It's like over $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, F that. 201-209-9368. Now that we've established that Michelle and I are really ungrateful little brats.
I like when my dad comes to town and I offer to buy him dinner and then I charge it on his own credit card.
Does he? I mean, he must know.
No, we joke around. I say, let me get this one.
Yeah, my mom's always like, you pay. I'm like, okay, mom, I'll get it for you. And it's her credit card with my name on it. Yeah. That's the way it should be. That's what moms are for.
My dad likes to take care of his little girl.
Oh, wow. My dad doesn't.
Sorry.
It's okay. I have a mom.
I have a mom.
I mean, yeah, but I don't have a dad, so can I compensate with my mom, please?
I just didn't want anyone to think I didn't have a mom.
Oh, well, no. Everyone knows you have a mom and a dad. Must be nice.
Well, it seems like I'm a child of divorce.
Why?
Because
you're wearing
you
a sweatshirt that says feelings on it? Does it seem like I'm a child of divorce?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. 201-209.
Definitely.
Shut up. 9368. Dumb things your friends have done or said. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's up?
Not much. So when I was in high school and my friends and I were experimenting with pot, we were, like, hanging out in the car.
Michelle's shaking her head at you.
Hotboxing.
We didn't hotbox it. We, like, walked around the woods and stuff.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yeah, but so my friend's dad starts coming to the car, and he's panicking because I think this was the first time he smoked. But his friend's dad, like, opens the car door, asks us how we're doing, and then basically heads back to the house.
Did the dad know?
Oh. Well, my friend said, you think he knew we were high? And I looked up and the sunroof was open. So you probably heard him panicking about that. Yeah.
Oh, that's kind of cute.
That's so cute.
Yeah. And then I think we hotboxed the car once. It was like six people in like this tiny Honda.
That's always fun, but you just reek.
The cop came. We got, like, reported, and a cop came and, like, told us to roll down the windows, and he was like, oh my God, did you guys light a fire in there? There's just so much smoke. And I guess, I don't know how we got out of that, but we got away with that. That cop actually got killed.
Why does every story every night story, is ending yeah. with, and then that guy died?
Yeah, I don't know. That's kind of sad.
It is sad.
Yeah.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Okay, someone just...
It sounded like...
Maybe the meanest thing about me on the comments board ever.
What?
And it's the same person who said the last meanest thing.
What
about
was the last
the
meanest
comments.
Thing?
I don't remember, but I remember it was him.
What name?
Mr. F and Johnny is on my poop list.
What does he say?
Frangry is the poster child of divorce.
I don't think that's true.
That is so mean.
I just don't think that's true.
Well, it's obviously not true. But that's
I don't think
so
that's...
mean. What does that even... That's so
like,
mean.
What does it even mean?
I don't know, but I don't like it. He's saying I'm, like, so dysfunctional.
Yeah, he's a troll.
He's not a troll. Isn't he the one who sends his flowers?
No, that's Mr. Johnny.
This is Mr. Johnny.
You said Mr. F and Johnny.
That's because I was being mean.
Oh, I thought it was his name on the comments board.
That was a dumb thing my friend did.
Then I'm sure he meant it in the nicest way possible.
Are you kidding me? How is that nice in any way possible?
I mean, sometimes when people stay married, it's worse.
Just Ted is calling it flower time, Mr. Johnny.
Every time he says something mean, he sends presents.
Well,
so.
He should. Maybe I should just pretend to be mad at everything he says.
That's kind of like having a dad, right?
Yeah, kind of. You're right. Yeah, Mr. Johnny better make up for this. 201.
You really disappointed us.
Yeah. 209-9368. Dumb things your friends have done or said. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
We've definitely done this topic before.
No, we haven't. Who cares? Who cares?
You care sometimes and then you don't care other times.
When have we done this topic?
I don't know.
You talking to me?
No. Hi. You're
hi,
on the
we're
radio.
Talking to you.
Hi. Okay, here's something my friend did. This is a guy that had a couple of cats, and one night, he just decided to go out and sit on his front porch for a night, for a couple of minutes. He goes out, and he's sitting there, the cat's beside him, and he reaches down to pet the cat, and he's petting the cat for a minute or so, and then he looks down and realizes it's not his cat, but it's a possum that he's been petting.
Ew!
Yeah,
ew,
yeah,
possums
that's what I said,
are
too.
So gross.
Anyway, needless to say, he just got up and ran away. And that's that. That's that story.
Ew. Possums are disgusting little creatures.
Oh, yeah, and very scary faces, too.
Yeah, scary faces.
They're just creepiest. Like, they will murder you in your sleep.
I don't even want to think about them.
Yeah.
Anyhow, that's that.
With those
thanks
teeth.
Thanks for calling.
Those little pointy teeth they have?
Well, they're rodent. Are they rodent? I mean, they're mammals, but they look like rodents,
when they
right?
pretend to be dead. Creepy. Like, they're crazy.
When did you ever see a possum?
What do you mean, my cat? I used to have an outside cat. And
they don't have possums in Miami.
Yeah, they do. What are you talking about?
They have possums in Miami.
Yeah, this cat lived outside.
No, they don't.
And I never fed it because I'm a jerk. And it used to, like, kill birds and possums and stuff. And
I didn't know
like,
they had possums in Miami.
Have to go outside and get rid of the possum carcass.
They don't have possums in Puerto Rico.
They have them in Miami.
You
those
sure?
Those are the ones that play dead, right?
No.
Yeah. Those are the ones that play dead.
Hmm. I didn't think they had those in Miami.
Yeah, they look like little white rats.
They do look like rodents.
Yeah.
But they're big.
And they're scary as hell.
They're scary as hell.
They look like they will murder you in your sleep. Yes. And they have those little pointy teeth that are all spread apart.
Hmm. They look like Let the Right One In, right?
Did oh my God, that? That's my favorite movie of all time.
The Swedish one.
Yeah, of course. Come on. That's what my hair looks like today. Am I wrong? Look how greasy it is. I look like her today. I really do.
That's cool.
Right? I'm going to eat you on the train.
No, you're not.
Yeah, huh. I'm going to let the right one in.
You'll be starving.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I have a funny thing that my sister said.
Okay.
So, my sister always liked dolphins.
Your sister what?
And
oh, like
so
dolphins?
She started driving. She had a dolphin air freshener in her car.
Gross.
And it would, like, hang from the rearview mirror. And yeah. So one day, she's walking through a parking lot, and she's, you know, looking at the cars, and she says, oh, hey, look, that car is the same air freshener I have, the Dolphin. And then she looks at the car, and it is her car.
That's cute.
Yeah, that's sweet. What a dummy. Aww.
She's nice.
I like that one. She's not... Yeah, we are into her. We like her.
Oh, well, that's good. I'll let her know.
That's okay. Also dumb. That happens. All right, have a good one. It's like today in a meeting, we were talking about football, right?
Why?
And someone said, yeah, this idea is a home run. And I was like, ha ha, no pun intended. And then everyone looks at me and I'm like, oh.
Touchdown.
That's baseball. And then someone goes, yeah, literally, no pun intended. And I was like, oh, man. So embarrassing in a meeting with, like, the senior vice president.
Way to be.
I mean, at least it was funny. Whatever. Comic relief.
You don't have to know about sports. You're a
girl. Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, whatever. At least I tried. I don't know anything about sports. Leave me alone. Like, why am I even sitting in this meeting talking about football?
Why was the meeting about football?
I can't say. 201-209-9368. Dumb things your friends have done or said. Hi, you're on the radio.
How's it going, ladies?
How's it going, pal?
Good. So, we're doing dumb things friends have said or done.
Mm-hmm.
So, going back to high school, my best friend wanted, he just didn't want to go to school.
Talk into your phone.
Sorry?
Talk into your phone more.
The calls are amateurs tonight.
Sorry. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, a little bit.
No.
Oh, sorry, how about now?
Can you pretend that you're on the radio and we can't hear you and you really need to talk into your mic? Oh, can you also pretend that you're on the radio and you can't curse?
Yes, I'm sorry.
It's okay, continue with your story.
So, my best friend in high school wanted to get out of school for as long as he possibly could. And his best bet and best decision was poison ivy.
He faked poison ivy?
Sorry?
Did he fake poison ivy?
Even worse. We told him to go around and roll around in poison ivy in his backyard. And instead of doing that, he took it a next step further and decided to try to smoke poison ivy.
He did not.
Come on.
And he did smoke poison ivy. The second it happened, his face turned bright red, started swelling up, and he started coughing. Until he was about to pass out.
Bluff ball, no way.
100% serious.
Did you just say bluff ball?
Yeah.
What's that?
Bluff ball is a game me and my friends have been playing for 20 years where someone tells, like, a story, and when it's fake, you yell, bluff ball.
I promise it's not.
Okay.
So, face turns bright red. He ends up going to the hospital. Turns out he had poison ivy in his lungs.
Oh, my God, no way.
Wait, so what happens when you have poison ivy in your lungs?
Stayed in the hospital for a couple of days.
At least he got out of school.
Yeah, all the doctors made fun of him. So, normally you have poison ivy, just put calamine lotion on your skin. Can't really do anything about your lungs.
His parents must have been so mad.
Long story short, he got out of school for 2 weeks, but the entire 2 weeks, he was in immense pain, bright red, and his insides were itchy.
Annie must have been grounded. This can't be true.
How can your lungs itch?
How can you be so dumb?
My friend is the most ridiculous human being that's
ever. Is he still alive?
He's still alive. We call him Rasputin. He's been hit by a truck, too. And
it's like Glenn.
His first day of college.
He's one of those people.
He's a total Glenn.
Yeah.
He rode his bike.
What's your name, mister?
Andrew.
Andrew, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free T-shirt.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care, lady.
That's crazy. That story was crazy.
I wonder what it feels like to have your lungs itch.
Who would ever smoke? I mean, if he was really, really drunk, I guess I could see, like, on a dare maybe smoking poison ivy, but...
He's just stupid. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Frankie. It's just Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hey. Does my brother count?
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. So, I'll just jump to kind of like the end. My brother used the word facade.
What?
Okay. And not facade. And okay, so the funnier part of the story is, so he says to me, you know, he's having a conversation with me, and he says, yeah, you, well, it's, you know, it's, that was just a big cape. And I go, what the hell are you talking about? And he goes, yeah, facade, you know. And I go, you mean facade, you moron. And he goes, no, it's facade. You know, he insisted it was facade, right? So like 2 weeks later, I find out how he thinks it's facade. And he says, look. And he has on the television this movie, and I can't remember the name of the movie, I'm sorry. But it involved like a really dumb vice president who was like plotting to take over the presidency.
Uh-huh.
And he says, yeah, you all thought I was dumb, but that was just a big facade, right? Because in the movie,
right, because
the
he's
guy's
dumb.
Like, you know,
yeah.
So dumb.
Got it.
And I go, you moron! It's a joke! Don't you understand that the guy's dumb, so he said facade? And it was just like, and then he realized it. And I was like, are you kidding me? How? And my brother's a good guy. I'm not saying, you know, I don't want to, but still, I was just like, oh.
What's your name, mister? It's Ted. Oh, it's just Ted. I forgot.
Oh, well, okay.
I forgot already. All
right. Well, anyway.
Wait, just Ted, you're on the list.
Really?
You're never on the list.
That was good for once.
Yeah, well, I know. I very rare.
All right, just Ted. Thanks for calling.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Mr. Johnny says, no, I'm a little buzzed, but I'm not drunk, no. I only had a drink and a half. Mr. Johnny says, hotbox poison ivy. Pretty much. That was crazy.
That was crazy.
Then Mr. Johnny says, smoke some calamine lotion.
Drink some?
Yeah, I don't know. Do something? Hi, you're on the radio.
How's it going? Yeah, my story is like, I grew up in the mountains. Like where it snows and everything, and it was like a really snowy day, and I brought my buddy Ian over, and like, you know, we just like on the snow, I think we were like 17 or whatever. We're just like wrestling in the snow. You guys know like whitewashing is? You just like take your hand in the snow and just like shovel it in someone's face, like all the snow, and go like whitewash, whatever.
No, but I like it.
Whitewash, whatever.
No, yeah. So anyway, like, my buddy Ian, he just starts, like, whitewashing me. And then all of a sudden, I get, like, the grossest taste in my mouth. And I can't stop throwing up. And
no.
I look, like, I wipe my face. And I just, like, I look at my hands and my face and my buddy Ian's hands. And it's just, there's all this dog crap everywhere. And it got in, like, my mouth and, like, my ear. And my dad, he was just, like, sitting there, like, smoking a cigar, just laughing.
That is the most disgusting thing I might have ever heard on this radio
show. It wasn't on purpose, though, right?
In, like, 7 years.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't on purpose at all. It was just, like, this horrible coincidence.
That's so gross.
Terrible thing.
That's so gross.
Was he apologetic? Apologetic?
No, he's a jerk.
He's not only dumb, he's also a jerk.
Well, I don't think he's dumb. I think he's just a jerk. Maybe he meant it.
No, we're still friends. I mean, it was like the ground is like on our lawn, and the ground was completely covered in snow. Like there was no telling. Like
that is,
you know,
how are you not gagging and throwing up? That is so gross.
Yeah.
I'm laughing about his dad smoking a cigar, laughing at him.
It was just like
that's what I would do if it was my kid.
Yeah, just like these darn kids.
These darn kids. That's funny. What's your name?
That's a good story, but it doesn't really fit into the topic. I feel like he did it on purpose.
He didn't do it on purpose.
I don't know. I think you guys are giving the guy more credit than he deserves.
But I don't think he's that dumb either.
No, he's that jerky.
What's his name?
Ian. Ian Ferguson.
Ian Ferguson,
you're a jerk.
Yeah, he's got gingivitis.
Wait, what? Why do you know about his gums?
No, gingivitis.
Oh!
Gingivitis.
Wait, what?
Someone's red hair is a ginger.
Oh.
He has gingivitis.
Gross.
I was like, why are you talking about his gums, man? All right, buddy, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, I'm calling with my weird friend story. My name's Kevin. Hello.
Hello, Kevin.
How are you tonight?
Very well. How are you?
I'm also well. Okay, here's my weird friend story. My friend flies back to the States to play a couple of shows with this band that he's in.
Mm-hmm.
And he just gets in. Everyone's loading up their gear. They're about to go on tour. And he realizes he doesn't have, like, his throne, his drum seat. He's the drummer. He's like, oh, man, my friend has it over at his house. I forgot I let him borrow it. Hold on. I'll be right back. So he takes off, and the band and everybody else that's going on the road with them is all waiting for him. 10 minutes go by, 20 minutes goes by. We're pushing an hour. Everyone starts calling him. Like, where did Peter go? Where did Peter go? And like an hour and a half later, he comes back. He's got this gorgeous new haircut and no seat. And they're like, dude, where did you go? And he's like, I got my haircut. Like, we have to go. And he goes, oh, my God, the tour. And he disappears for, like, another 2 hours. And they finally, like, go hunt him down and get the drum seat, and they take off. But that was my my dumb friend story. He came back just to play all of these shows and completely forgot what was going on, decided, like, now was the perfect time to get a haircut.
Sounds more like a jerk than a dumb friend.
Selfish.
I mean, I feel like people just aren't that dumb.
Sorry, I should preface it. He's really, really nice. The guy is a total sweetheart. He, like, actually just spaced. Not, like, no ill will whatsoever.
That's just spacey, then. That's different.
Yeah, it's not the same. I feel like...
Hmm.
Thanks for calling, though.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, this is Staten Island Steve.
Hi, Staten Island Steve.
All right, I have two. Is that cool? They're short.
Okay.
Okay, so when I was in college, I had just moved into a house in Chicago. So the first night we were there, we had, like, you know, sort of housewarming party. And it got out of hand, of course. And
of course.
Some people started telling me that there's a bunch of people on the roof. So I run out. There was, like, a balcony. So I run out to the balcony, and there's, like, half dozen kids, like, drunk and on my roof. And so I got everyone to get down, except that one kid had started, like, hopping from rooftop to rooftop.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, like, four or five, like, houses down at this point. And then
I remember
got
that
stuck
kid
there because he couldn't, like, jump to the next house. So we're back. So they had to call, like, the police and the fire department to get a ladder to get him down. They put him into a cop car, and the cops were like, what the hell are you doing on someone's house? And he said that he heard that there was a party in town.
I remember that kid. That kid went to your college, didn't he?
I went to college here.
Yeah. That kid went to my college. I remember that kid. Same story.
Okay, and then the other one is my friend would always tell these crazy stories about his dad, but, like, completely honestly. And he said that his dad one time took his mom to a baseball game and bought her an ice cream cone. And a seagull had swooped down and, like, snatched the ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm.
And that his dad, like, snatched the seagull and got the ice cream cone back.
That's awesome. Did the mom eat it?
He had all these, like, tall tales of his dad. Like,
that is kind of badass.
Did the mom eat it?
I doubt that's true.
He said one time his dad went to go grab some kid's toy in the ocean. His dad, like, disappeared for, like, an hour. Everybody was, like, concerned. They reemerged from the ocean, like, arms full of toys.
Like, that's Santa amazing. Claus?
That's amazing.
I kind of want to hang out with him. Yeah, I kind of want to hang out with him just to hear his stories about his dad.
I need a man who can snatch a seagull
he's
out of
awesome
the sky.
Dude.
I need a man who magically makes toys come out of the ocean.
Set us up with this
All
guy's
right.
dad.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I have two short ones, but one of them is someone mispronouncing a name, and in their mispronunciation, they say a swear. Is that not cool?
Yeah, you can't swear.
I won't tell that one. The other
Thanks
one
for
is,
asking.
I was at a bar like 2 months ago, and they were showing Christmas movies, and I was waiting for a friend to show up, and they were showing Elf
mm-hmm.
with Will Ferrell and Chloe Savini and all them.
Yeah.
Love Will Ferrell.
Or no, I've ruined it. Elf with Zooey Deschanel.
Yeah, it's Zooey Deschanel. Yeah.
And my friend came to the bar late, and he gets a drink and sits down. and he's looking at the TV for a couple minutes, just like staring at it. And then he leans over to me and he goes, I didn't know that Chloe Savigny was in the Santa Claus. When in reality, he was talking about Zooey Deschanel and Elf.
That's not that stupid, dude.
Aw, I thought it was stupid enough.
I mean, it's dumb, but like lots of people don't know who they are.
Yeah, I guess so.
I like this guy. He's cute.
You're so mean. You think he's dumb just for that.
Aw.
Hello?
I'm still here.
What's your name?
Alex.
Alex.
All right, Alex. Have a good one. Your friend's you not too. Dumb. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? It's Kale.
Hey, Kale.
Hey, Kale.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good, yeah. I had a friend in high school who we were at a friend's house at lunch one time, and another friend dared him to eat a chunk of antiperspirant.
Ew!
Yeah, it was a little gross.
Did he do it?
We called, like, the poison control number on the back, and they said just, like, wait around and see if he got sick. It turned out he was fine, but we had to explain our reasoning for why we were late getting back to school.
What'd he win?
What's that?
What did he win?
Win?
Like, for doing it.
Oh,
you just
I don't
dared
think he
him?
Won anything. It wasn't that kind of dare.
Oh.
So even dumber,
that
I guess.
That is so gross.
Yeah, you gotta win something.
That tastes so bad.
You've done it?
No, but like
yeah,
anytime.
How do you know that?
Well, because like, not to be nasty, but if you're like kissing a guy or something and he has deodorant on, like, you know, you're kissing him and you get a little bit in your mouth. It's just like a weird consistency.
The guys
you've never
that date
gotten, they don't
wear deodorant.
You're right. Mine do.
A friend told me she really likes getting kissed in the armpits before, so maybe that's not.
I'm
that
into armpits. That's a thing. I like sniffing them.
Yeah, I like smelling armpits.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes you get a little deodorant in your mouth.
Not if your boyfriends don't wear deodorant.
And it's the weirdest consistency. It's, like, rough.
Is it like chalk?
Kind of. Yeah, I guess that's a good way of putting it. Kind of, yeah.
Weird.
All right, have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. PW Green.
Hi.
Hey, Pete.
Hey. So this happened, like, 2 weeks ago. I'm in the car on the highway, and it's really windy, and I can feel the wind blowing the car. I comment to my friend, I say, oh my God, it's really windy outside. And he put down the window and put his hand out the window, and I'm going 70 miles an hour on the highway. And he goes, oh yeah, it is windy.
I love it. Pete Heavy Cream, you're on the list. He's an idiot.
That is ridiculous.
I love it. I wish I was there so I could be like, you idiot.
What did you say?
Oh, we killed him. We're still killing him every day.
Yeah, he deserves it.
It was so bad.
Amazing.
Oh, that's good. All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
I have one from work.
Tell it. Who
was? I have a lot from work.
I'm sure.
But, you know, like, the Greek, is it Greek or Latin, that text that designers use, like lorem ipsum, whatever?
Yeah, Greek.
So, we use it sometimes when we don't have, like, we're missing copy or
right.
We're missing whatever. And sometimes we have to send things out for review, even if we don't have the final copy. And somebody one day was like, years and years and years ago, was like, lorem ipsum, do we have that vendor? Like, they thought it was a designer's name. And we had to be like, are you kidding me?
Who, what was their role?
Probably a buyer or like a merchandiser. I don't know.
So it's not as bad.
No, come on.
It's terrible.
That's embarrassing. I love that story. 201. I probably shouldn't have said that on the air. Whatever. I didn't name a name. I don't even know who it was. 201. This was like years ago, like 5 years ago. 201-209-9368. Dumb things your friends have done or said.
Yo, I'm starving.
Me too. I can't wait to eat. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. In the 70s, there was a big blackout in New York City, and there was a lot of looting, and people stole TVs and stuff like that. And my friend said, why would people steal electrical appliances during a blackout? They won't work.
Jesus.
I like that because, you know, he thought everyone else was stupid, and then
and then it turned out he was the stupid one.
That's right. I like that turnabout.
I like that.
My thought during that story was, I love TV.
Mine was, the blackout was so much fun.
That was the old days blackouts, and there was a lot more.
Whatever, even the most recent blackout
was
fun. That was
like 10 years ago.
And it was a long time ago. It was so effing
fun.
I didn't live here then.
Oh, my God.
It was so hot then.
It was so effing fun. Everyone just got drunk.
I'll stand by my statement that I love TV.
I still love a good blackout.
There you go.
All right, have a good one, buddy.
Have a good one.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi. This is some guy I used to work with. Well, there was this third person in the company that was very bipolar, would act a different way all the time. So one day Cliff turns to me and said, man, that guy's got a Heckle and Jekyll syndrome.
Wait, why is that dumb?
He was trying to say, you ever heard of the Heckle and Jekyll,
Mr. Hyde.
Heckle and Jekyll syndrome.
Whatever, he still said that.
But Heckle and Jekyll is like a
Heckle
cartoon
and,
oh, I don't know what Heckle...
Obviously
oh, Heckle and Jekyll is a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
Heckle
know
and
that.
Heckle and Jekyll was a cartoon.
Oh, they're like cartoon birds or
oh,
something,
oh, I've never
right?
heard of that in my life.
He was trying to say Dr. Oh. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Oh,
he
I
said
thought,
Heckle
right.
I
he
thought
was
that
was
just...
say a Jekyll and
oh, I didn't
Hyde
know it was
syndrome.
Something else. Oh, I guess I'm the dumb
and
one.
He said a Heckle and Jekyll.
What is Heckle and Jekyll?
They were like cartoon birds, right? Or cartoon... something.
They were magpies, I guess.
Yeah, they were magpies.
Oh, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess I'm the dumb one.
Well, you don't have the references to understand the joke.
Sorry.
Where are you from, sir?
I'm from upstate New York. No, I'm from originally from North Carolina.
I love him.
I love that accent.
I know, it's
kills
so good,
me.
Right?
Well, okay, here's another one. One day we were,
I love it.
I was talking about the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Uh-huh.
To him, he's a lot younger than me, and he said, oh, you mean that really happened? That was a really good movie. I saw that movie.
Oh, my God, that's good.
I really saw happened? That movie.
I saw that movie. It was good. All right, buddy, have a good one.
All right, bye.
It's
oh,
like one
my
time
God.
I have this friend that we call the goat. And when we had first met, I don't remember what she was saying, but I was hitting her.
Why'd you call her the goat?
She doesn't think me.
Why were you hitting her?
I was hitting, we were kidding around in class, and I was hitting her. This was like high school. And she's like, ow, stop hitting me. And I'm like, oh, I'm hitting you on your ear. You know, that's how Beethoven went deaf, right? And she goes, the dog is deaf? And I was like, are you serious right now?
She's still alive?
She's still alive, yeah. Then another time we were looking at a skateboard catalog.
Why'd you call her the goat?
Because that time that I was hitting her, she went like this. Yeah, and I was like, damn, you sound like a goat. And then it just stuck. And we still call her the goat.
Well, you know what?
What?
I bet she talks about that to her therapist every week.
She doesn't have a therapist. Part of the problem. Wait, another time we were same girl. We were
this
looking
mean.
At
mean. You're mean. I thought you were nice. I thought you were a nerd.
No, I love her. Listen, one time we were looking at him.
The
She's
worst
like my
kind of,
sister.
Yeah, someone, yeah. That's the worst
you
kind of
You know what
bully.
I mean? Yeah. One time we were looking at, remember those old, like, skateboard catalogs and they sold decks?
Yeah.
So it just looked like a shape of a deck. She was like, oh, what are those cool Band-Aids? You're like, seriously?
Oh, the
goat. Looking at a Band-Aid catalog?
Oh, the goat.
A catalog of Band-Aids?
I wish Band-Aids were as cool as skateboard decks.
We still make fun of her for all that
oh,
stuff.
Oh, the goat.
I know, you gotta love the goat, man. Gotta love her.
I feel bad for the goat.
No way. She's the best.
What's her job now?
She works for the Fed, making a bunch of money.
She married with babies?
No, she's not. She works for the Fed, and she works like 2 days a week and makes so much money.
Go, goat.
Go, goat. What's up,
Go, goat.
Goat. 201-209-9368. Dumb things your friends have done or said.
I love that guy's accent. Oh, my God.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, I'm very impressed that you ladies even know about Let the Right One In. That's excellent.
That movie rules.
We have good
Absolutely.
Taste.
So, I got this friend. We were playing softball in a men's league, and he had to get a new glove. So, he goes out to Dick's Sporting Goods, and he finds the glove that he likes. But it was right at the edge where everybody else had been trying it on. So he's like, okay, this is the glove I want. He puts it down. He reaches for the next one because that's, like, fresher. Takes it home. He breaks it in, does the whole thing. He spends days with this glove. Then we have our first game. He shows up, puts the glove on, and he has this just profound look of bewilderment on his face because it feels weird. We're all laughing at him because he picked the wrong hand glove.
And he had it all that time?
How'd he break
it
in if he didn't know?
He had it for like 4 days.
How'd he break it in?
Breaking it in. And he never realized it was the wrong hand.
What an idiot.
I love this topic.
And I love softball, by the way.
Yep.
Weird.
But the look on his face,
I was on varsity softball. I'm going to join a softball league in the spring. Will you come see me play?
Absolutely. No question about that.
Thanks.
All right, thanks, buddy. Have a good one.
You too.
I'm going to hit a home run.
I'm sure you will. A touchdown?
I'm going to hit a touchdown. I'm going to hit a three-pointer in my softball
league.
That's
basketball. I know that one.
I'm going to hit a touchdown and a three-pointer.
What's a soccer one? A goal. You're going to hit a goal?
I'm going to hit a goal on my softball league.
Oh, my God. That was so embarrassing today. Everyone just looked at me like, yeah, there is no pun.
But you could have been like, that's why I'm so clever. You didn't try and play it off.
No, I was like, wait. No, everyone looked at me and I was like, wait, that's baseball. And they were like, yeah, what are you talking? I was like,
dumbass.
Whatever. It was funny.
Hey,
anyway.
There's only 7 minutes left. Who's winning?
Nobody. Hi, you're on the radio.
Nobody?
Me?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
So I have a really dumb friend who's consistently dumb. But my favorite story of his is, like, a year ago, he's from Rhode Island. He's complaining. He's like, oh, New York bartenders, they're so mean, and nobody ever treats me right. They're all jerks. Everybody here is jerks. Everybody's friendly where I come from. And I was like, what do you mean? He goes, every time I go up, you know, I get a drink, and nothing happens. Like, I get a drink, and I pay, and then I leave, and they never come back. And I go, what? That's weird. He goes, yeah, it happens all the time. I was like, well, how much are you tipping? He goes, oh, I don't tip till the end.
Oh.
He just didn't know.
Come on. Of course people aren't going to give you service if you're not tipping them.
Some people tip at the end, though. In some places, that makes sense.
No.
Yeah, in some places, that's normal.
Who does that? You tip as you drink.
I still think he's dumb.
I don't think he's dumb. But he's never getting a drink in this town again.
I'm on the fence.
No, not here, no.
Not here.
All right, have a good one.
Thanks.
He should know that he's in New York City. In the big city.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a country mouse.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, how are you?
What's up?
Oh, so here we go. This one has to do with my boss, all right? He's a, you know, prominent person in the community. Turns around and he's left with the epic task of making 70. Spaghetti and sauce from a jar. So he turns around and he boils the pasta and leaves the pasta in the water for at least an hour.
Oh, well,
that's
stupid.
He's going to eat it like that. Takes the pasta out of the water and it disintegrates right in front of him. Decides that, it'll be all right. That's what he fed his kids that night.
He's a mama's boy.
Meaning, you know, this is a doctor, mind you.
Whatever, he's so busy saving lives, he doesn't know how to make pasta. I give him props. He's smart in other areas.
He was a mama's boy.
I guess. I've seen him do, mad procedures, but really? He can't boil water and make pasta?
He probably just doesn't want to. You know, like when you don't want to do something,
so you do
it badly? And then you do a bad job, and then no one makes you do it again?
It was like his tactic.
It was calculated.
Yeah.
Like, I never want to have to make dinner for my family again.
He's a little smarter than that.
Maybe it's because he saves effing lives all day. Can I do that? No. Can you do that? No. Can you do that on this phone?
Actually, I think we save lives every Friday because laughter is the best medicine.
Really?
Yep.
Michelle?
Yep.
New York City.
I'm a country mouse in the big city.
You're drunk.
I know. I told you not to tell anyone.
Sorry.
I don't know how it happened.
It's cute. It's because you had two whole beers, honey. Hi, you're on the radio.
I told you not to tell anyone,
jerk.
Hi,
how you love
your
ladies doing tonight?
Beautiful.
All right. So.
This is the last call.
I have a friend.
This can't be the last call.
Used to be a big
This isn't how I'm ending the show.
And,
can you talk faster? We have 1 minute.
Okay, I'll tell another story. It's much faster. I had this friend. We were hanging out. We were drinking all night. And
into
we were,
it?
In front of my house, and it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. And all of a sudden, there was this, like, big explosion right next to me. And, like, I turn around, and I'm, like, covered with blood. And my friend's, like, walking up the block screaming. And he, like, blew his finger off with an M80.
Kidding me? What's happening right now?
And that he lit and was going to throw at me and then thought better of it. And then
good karma. That's our next week's topic. That time you saw karma in action.
That's insane.
That's a good topic.
Yeah. So it could have been me. I could have been maimed or something.
All right, got to go, buddy. Have a good one.
We're done.
All right, on our list is Robin with Edward Einstein, Andrew with the poison ivy smoker, Just Ted with facade, and what does that even say? Oh, Pete Heavy Cream with the Windy Guy.
I do like Windy Guy, and Poison Ivy's good.
I think I like Poison Ivy.
All right.
Wait, I can't decide. Poison Ivy or
Decide
Windy.
Right now. Decide. It's your show.
No, it's not. It's
come
ours.
On. Come on. Come on.
Help me.
Make a decision.
Help me.
You're
help me.
No.
Poison Ivy, you're the winner. Andrew, email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. Pete Heavy Cream is an honorable mention.
Oh, an honorable mention. All right, you're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9, and online at wfmu.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam. And tonight at midnight, there is a special on inflatable squirrel carcass with our favorite, Rich Hazelton. And it's all about Groundhog's Day. So please stay tuned. And we will talk to you next week. Say goodbye, Franny.
Bye, weirdo.
Don't give me no bamboo. We don't Let's rock this, homie. Let's rock this, homie. Like we was SUV versus S. SUV versus SUV. SUW. SU Bammer Weed. Weed. We don't smoke that ish in the SFC.
Please stay tuned
for Billy Jam. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam.
Have Cindy Chiz with Two Cops, One Donut.
I love crime news, crime TV shows. I have to tell you, my absolute favorite show in the world is a little program called Law and Order. I watch so much Law and Order, sometimes I think I'm in an episode of Law and Order. Like, I'll just be, like, walking to the car with my friends, and I'll be like, hey, you guys see the game last night? That ref should get his eyes checked. Wait a second. Parking garage in the afternoon. Vague and crappy dialogue. We're about to find a dead body.
This is Law and Order.
Ew.
There are two sides to the criminal justice system that are equally important. The ones that smelt it and the ones that smelt it.
So I have a show. It's a single cop. He's also a cool funky DJ on the weekends. But he got in trouble as a cop in another town. He's running from that. It's called Billy Lamb.
Billy Lamb. Please stay tuned for Billy Jam. I am a nightmare walking, psychopath talking. King of my jungle, just a gangster stalking. Living life like a firecracker, quick as my fuse. Vendetta's a death, back the colors I choose. Red or blue, cuz of blood, it just don't matter. Sucker died for your life when my shotgun scattered. Colors, the gangs of LA will never die. Just multiply colors. Colors.
You see, they hit us, then we hit them. Then we hit them and they hit us, man. It's like a war, you know what I'm saying? People don't even understand. They don't even know what they're dealing with. You wanna get rid of gangs? It's gonna take a lot of work. But people don't understand the size of this. This ain't no joke, man. This is real.
You don't know me, fool. You disown me, cool. I don't need your assistance, social persistence. Any problem I got, I just put my fist in. Cut. My life is violent, but violent is life. Peace is a dream, reality is a knife. My colors, my honor, my colors, my all. With my colors upon me, one soldier stands tall. Tell me, what have you left me? What have I got? Last night in cold blood, my young brother got shot. My homeboy got jacked, my mother's on crack. My sister can't work cause her arms show tracks. Madness, insanity, live in profanity. Then some punk claims and they're understanding me. Give me a break. What world do you live in? Death is my set. Guess my religion. Colors.
Yo, my brother was a gangbanger, and all my homeboys bang. I don't know why I do it, man. I just do it. I never had much of nothing, man. Look at you, man. You got everything going for yourself. And I ain't got nothing, man. I got nothing. I'm living in the ghetto, man. Just look at me, man. Look at me.
My pants are sagging, braided hair. Suckers stare, but I don't care. My game ain't knowledge, my game's fear. I've no remorse, so squares beware. But my true mission is just revenge. You ain't my set, you ain't my friend. Wear the wrong color, your life could end. Homicide's my favorite binge. Colors.
Listen to me, man. No matter what you do, don't ever join a gang. You don't want to be in it, man. You're just going to end up in a mix of dead friends and time in jail. I know. If I had a chance like you, I would never be in a gang, man. But I didn't have a chance. You know? I wish I did.
I'll just walk like a giant, police defiant. You'll
will say to stop, but I'll say that I can't. My gang's my family, it's all that I have. I'm a star on the walls, my autograph. You don't like it, so you know where you can go. Cause the streets are my stage and terror is my show. Psychoanalyze, try, diagnose me. Why? It wasn't your brother to brutally die, but it was mine, so let me define. My territory, don't cross the line. Don't try to act crazy, cause that don't faze me. If you ran like a punk, it wouldn't amaze me, cause my color is death. Though we all want peace, but our war won't end till all wars cease.
See, the wars of the street gangs will always continue, man. But I don't wanna be down with this situation, man. But I'm in here. If I had something better to do, I think I'd do it. But right now, I'm just down here, boy. I'm trying to get money, cause I'm smart. I'ma get paid while I'm out here. I'ma get that paper, you know what I'm saying? If I had a chance like you, maybe I would be in school. But I'm not. I'm out here, living day to day, surviving. And I'm willing to die for my colors.
Yo, please stop, because I want y'all to live besides tea.
There's a place. There's a place I used to go. There's a place I used to go to.
For a relaxing night, you need a new location, a mini vacation, and we got the destination. The city on the weekend can get a little scandalous, so round up all the homies, because we're leaving Los Angeles. Cellular phone, Raiders jacket and a page. So then we hit the freeway and got off on our street. A quick stop.